Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
It's just another manic Monday for me. Great times yesterday at the San Gennaro Festival. Last night was the closing night. It was packed. Oh boy. Couldn't even walk through there. I went to see my friend, the wonderful, the lovely, the talented Jenna Esposito perform, and it was outstanding for me. Just packed house. So today I'm going to play some Jenna, because she was fantastic and she's brilliant. It's JennaEsposito.com for more information or to get her CDs. Love her.
Last night I was dreaming. I dreamed about the H-bomb. Well, the bomb went off and I was caught. I was the only girl on the ground. Well, there were 13 men and me, the only gal in town. Yeah, there were 13 men and me, the only gal in town. One and only girl in town with me. 13 men and me, the only gal in town. Well, there were two men every morning, seeing that I was well fed. And believe you me, one sweetened my tea, while the other one buttered my bread. Two men giving me oil well, two men giving me gold. Bought me a diamond ring about a 40 carats, I am told. Oh, 13 men and me, the only gal in town. Yeah, there were 13 men and me, the only gal around. It was something I can't forget, 'cause I think of those 13 gentlemen yet. 13 men and me, the only gal in town. Well, there were three guys dancing the mambo, three guys balling the jack, and all the rest, they really did their best. Boy, it surely was a lively pack. Oh, 13 men and me, the only gal in town. Yeah, there were 13 men and me, the only gal around. Oh, she won't tell you where she's been, 'cause if it's just a dream, I hope I dream again. 13 men and me, the only gal in town. Yeah, there were 13 men and me around. 13 men and me, the only gal in town.
Wow, that is great. So talented. Check her out. That's hi, Betty Jo. I saw your phone was in there. Betty Jo Tucker, movie attic headquarters. Betty Jo, you're the first one in the chat room, so you get the first plug of the day. Tuesday on movie attic headquarters at 4 p.m. Am I saying this right? Eastern Standard Time. Movie attic headquarters, Betty Jo Tucker. It'll be Justin Timberlake in the spotlight tomorrow. Mad movie man A.J. Hockery and producer Nikki Starr. Rant and rave about Timberlake's music and movies. He is good. Ooh, plus, I've been invited to share my reaction. I was in one scene, Betty Jo, but okay. With Justin Timberlake. I find him a very concentrated performer. And also, what do we have going on? October 4th, Inside Llewellyn Davis, a screwball comedy, Bacon Brothers. Okay. Sorry, I got that all wrong, Betty Jo. I'm going to do it again. Movie Attic Headquarters puts Justin Timberlake in the spotlight tomorrow, September 24th. Mad movie man A.J. Hockery and producer Nikki Starr will rant and rave about Timberlake's music and movies, plus me. Timberlake, I'm working with him on SNL briefly, his background. Also, already a music megastar, his talented singer is now poised to become an A-list movie star. I think he is A-list, really. Okay, he's got two upcoming films, Runner Runner and Inside Llewellyn Davis. Oh, that looks good, too. I love anything Coen Brothers. That looks good. Okay. Betty Jo, you are terrific. It must be like 7 a.m. where you are, and you get up to do this? Oh, well, you know what they say, Betty Jo.
I'm five right here. Didn't know you were getting multilingual, so, right?
The tears I cry to you could fill an ocean. But you don't care how many tears I cry. And though you only leave me on and hurt. Say goodbye.
I'm going to give them a new one.
to say good white and the duck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo! What is it, Carly? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts.
You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
Hello. George Benger's in the house. George Benger from the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio. And George, please post the site every time, a couple times on your radio show on Facebook, and then we can click right on it and get right in and not fumble around with the darn internet. The George Benton Show, Mom and Pop Shop, Betty Joe Tucker in the house, of course, Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4, and tomorrow it's Justin Timberlake. Okay, Vicky Chat's in the room all the way from Greece. Oh, Vicky, I am so pleased we have a Greek restaurant that opened up in our neighborhood. Yahoo! Fun to ensue. Can't wait to try it out. Anyway, it's always good. And this week, my friend Jane Condon will be performing with Robin Fox and Ladies of Laughter in Riverhead. So check that out. I'll get you more information as I move my switchboard around. And we'll find that out for you. Also, everything's terrific. So, let's moving right along and keep it going.
Hello, I'm Irina and I'm Lubo, and we have formed a kitchen band because we can support the garage. No garage for us. So we are going to play our favorite song right now. Hey, lady. Count me down. And the one, and the two, and the one, two, three, go.
We got Iran and Iraq and my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law came over on the Mayflower. Not her family, her. In this presidential race, I've just had it. How many people would like it to be over? Just over. Right. As I speak, there are illegal immigrants streaming out of the country saying, I can't take it anymore. The Supreme Court's going to make a big decision about health care reform. The one thing I'd like to see come out of health care reform is a drop-off center for sick husbands. Is that too much to ask? You should see my husband when he's sick. He's there, I'm dying. Take me now, God. And I'm there, take him, please. A woman can have a temperature 102, she's still out carpooling. Am I right? You can have a temperature 104, you might be there flat on your back, but you're there at least. I'm losing weight. And I hate Congress. I think they're all worthless. All they care about is getting reelected. Do you know they have a 9% approval rating? 9%. You gotta wonder, how did it ever get that high? They have all these sex scandals. Remember Anthony Weiner? I love his wife. What was he thinking? He tweeted pictures of himself down there. You know, and I'm happy when members of Congress know how to use social media. Oh, hooray, hooray. But that's just awful. That's inappropriate. It was such filth. And I would never look at such filth. Except once. I just felt I should form my own opinion, you know. And it was not unimpressive. Yeah. But that's just my opinion. Okay. So, and I love the New York Post headline, Wiener pulls out. You know, you can't beat the Post. You cannot beat the Post. I love the Post. And when people think of sex scandals, they think of the presidents. I think the governors are the worst. If you look back over the last couple of years, right, we had Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger of California and his maid, Mark Sanford, the former governor of South Carolina. Well, who knew the Appalachian Trail ran through Argentina? Who knew? And then Jim McGreevy, the former governor of New Jersey, he was having threesomes. Threesomes. I have enough trouble having a twosome. If I'm having a threesome, it's because Sister Edwardette is in my head going, don't do it. Don't do it. And then there was David Paterson, former governor of New York. He had extramarital affairs. He has limited vision. I have all my vision. Nothing happens to me. And for makeup sex with his wife, he takes her to a Days Inn. A Days Inn, honey, you may not be able to see, but she can. And Elliot Spitzer, this guy, I was so happy when CNN took him off the air. So happy, because I would look at him, and all I could think of was $4,000, right? $4,000 for an evening with a call girl. Now, I'll tell you the truth here. There is nothing I could do for my husband at the end of which he would say, now that's worth $4,000. And the guy paid cash. Cash, honey, if you use your Amex card, you get the membership for war coins. I really do think there's too much news. We've got 24-hour news channels, half an hour specials, 1 hour investigative reporting. You know what? I can do the news in 10 seconds, right? I like to call it mothernews.com. Other networks say, we report, you decide. We say, look, we know nobody's listening, but we're going to talk anyway. So sit back, relax, and get your feet off the table. All right. And now for the 10-second news. Sean Penn went to Afghanistan. What an idiot. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie got engaged. Who cares? And the weather? Take a sweater. And that's it. The 10-second news. Thank you. All you need to know.
Blog Talk Radio.
Why'd it do that? I was trying to play Jackie Martling, but it decided to do something else on its own, so... forget that. George Bettinger in the house. Stream radio Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. It's the Mom and Pop Shop. Betty Jo Tucker's in the house with Movie Attic Headquarters. Anyway, we're just going to have keep it moving here. Keep it moving. Who's this? Somebody new? Let's see. Jen Kwok. Very cute lady.
I think it's the one right here.
Vanity in this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Short skirt and heels, I know you want this. Look at it. You're looking pretty good yourself in a striped shirt and
khakis? Being resistant from the Gap?
Nice. The way you're sweating, I can tell that you know what you want. But I got something better than that.
I'm gonna take you home tonight.
surprised if my kid wakes up. She likes to cry in the middle of the night because she don't want to keep her feelings bottled up inside. Just wait there, I'll put her back in bed. But don't forget the thing that you just said about your father and how he never loved you. Your vulnerability got my pussy wet, boo. Let's do it all night long. Sing it to me like in my favorite song.
Feelings, nothing more than feelings.
All these emotions, they've got me reeling. Take my clothes and just start peeling. My bedroom's got a mirror on the ceiling. So let's lay down and start looking at our feelings.
Yeah, let's get into it right now.
I'll go first. I think that yoga is much more effective than Pilates.
Something about the core?
Okay, now it's your turn. How do you think your hopes and dreams have been affected?
By the economy.
Wow, that's really interesting. Okay, it's my turn again.
I'm gonna talk, you're gonna talk. I'm gonna put my feelings in you so hard.
Gonna get so deep inside your psyche that your therapist is gonna be jealous.
Want you to touch me
with your personal anecdote.
Tell me about your childhood.
Board. I made it and it's full of my visions for the future. I'm an ENFP. I love cupcakes. So, same time next week?
Jen Kwok, you can check her out online. Always funny, always. pretty crazy stuff. She does great videos too, terrific videos. So it's always worth checking out these new people I'm finding here. Where's our friend Steve Mendoza today? His show is on, it's off, it's on, it's off. I get so confused with what's going on. Anyway, who else haven't we played in a long time? Let's see. I'm sorry, just checking it out here. Well, here's a weird song. This song is by Stephen King, Amy Tan. Oh, it's a bunch of writers, okay? It's called the Bachrotem Remainders, which is what books that don't sell are. So, anyway, this is by them. Got Stephen King.
Hit me on the face. Judge an apple by looking at the tree. You can't judge a honey looking at the bee.
Hey Steve, you can't judge a daughter from looking at the mother.
You can't judge a book now looking at the cover.
Can't
you see how you misjudge me?
Hey, no, you look like a farmer.
But I'm a lover.
I guess you can't judge a book by looking at the cover.
Remain. Oh, yes. I can't judge sugar looking at cane.
I just try and judge a woman by looking at a man. You can't judge a sister by looking at the brother.
You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Can't you see how you misjudge me? I may look like a farmer, baby,
but you're a lover.
Can't judge a book now looking at the cover.
We'll be right back.
just by looking in the wrong.
You can't judge a right by looking at the wrong.
Can't judge one looking at the other.
You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Can't you see how you misjudge me?
Hey, you know, you look like a writer.
I'm a lover.
Can't judge a book now. Looking at the cover.
No way.
Ooh, where do you get your ideas?
Keep reading. Ooh, this is where we get to the hard part there, right in the middle.
Suicidal. Now, if I had two kids in 1 year, I guess that would make me orthodox. But that's not the point, ladies and gentlemen. That's not the point. With the first baby, the doctor said to me, when the pain gets to be too rough, call us and we'll give you a pain blocker. And I said, too late. You should have given me a pain blocker for the first 5 years of my marriage. Hey, now. See, because I have a Jewish mother-in-law. Maybe these lights are too bright. You can't see because of the highlights. I'm a black woman with a Jewish mother-in-law. Now, you know the only thing we have in common is that we don't want to get our hair wet. Hey! That's real. So you know there was drama when we got the sonogram results because she was real excited. Okay, now that we know we're having a little girl, what I'd like to know is what you plan on naming that little Chacha, okay? Okay. Now, I realize there's a difference in the background with the African-American, colored, black, whatever you people call yourselves these days. Seriously, I just don't want a name that's difficult to pronounce like Shaniqua. Because in my mind, I'm thinking of a name short but delicious like Hadassah or Goldie. You know you don't have to be a Jew to know those are some jacked up names to give a good little black kid. You can't be running around in Harlem with their cousins Rashid and Rashida. How's that gonna sound? Yo, Hazaf, yo, Goldie, yo, my sisters, what's up? But I knew there was gonna be drama from the moment I met my mother-in-law. Have you ever met someone the first 5 seconds you say to your teeth, I hate this bitch? Has that really? Seriously, painful, very painful. You know, it was my husband's fault. My husband, brilliant attorney, not always a smart husband. I'll tell you why. He decided to introduce me to his mother for Passover. For Pesach, Jewish people. In the car, on the way to the Passover Seder, he leans over and he says, look, we're not going to tell mommy you're black. I said, well, that's smart. She'll never notice. But she noticed, and that's when I noticed, that Jews can't whisper. Have you noticed this, ladies and gentlemen? That's just crazy, because you know Latinos know how to whisper, you know what I'm saying? Like, me, Latino, pingam, my skin, you man, you know what I'm saying? You know how to whisper, you know, black people know how to whisper. Black people, we be like, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? We don't know what we're saying, but we know how to whisper, and that's my point. Ruthie for the first time, and I walked in, I'm trying to be real polite, and I said, Ruthie, thank you so much for having me. She said, oh, pleasure's all mine, have a seat. Elliot, put my pocketbook away. I heard that. And then I looked got that ice on her fingers and said, baby, when you laying up in that ice, I'm going to be wearing that bling. So let's just be nice, okay? No, she's not. This is mine. Anyway, thank you for asking. Thank you. Nothing happened to my mother-in-law. Went to China. There was an earthquake. She got back to Brooklyn unscathed. I don't know how she does it. I don't know how she does it. And these are not mother-in-law jokes, because you can't make this up. This is just a crazy family I'm involved in. I mean, I met my sister-in-law for the first time. My sister-in-law has that North Jersey Jewish dialect and says, eh, at the end of every sentence, like a cat in heat. You know that kind of Jewish fraud? Hi, how are you? My name is Shelley Edelman. I'm the president of my temple in Marlborough, New Jersey. Get with the program, you know, so I'm like, how you doing? I'm Sunder Kronquist. Yeah, you know, I didn't know what was going down. And then she leans over to her husband, and I'm watching this whole scene, and she says, oh my God, Neil, look at her. She's got light eyes and light hair. What kind of black person is she? I said, a black person who can hear that too. I hear white people.
All right, it's the end of our show. It's winding down. Cyanide's in the house. Hi, Marco. All right, I'm dedicating this to Betty Jo Tucker, Vicky Chats, and Cyanide. Thanks for coming in. Better late than never, Cyanide. It counts as a click. It counts as a click as a listener. What is Polo? Oh, Marco! Polo, our inside joke. Okay, I'm dedicating this song to all of you guys. Here we go.
Every point of view, and
Thank you for listening. This is Nancy Lombardo, Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. Cyanide, last one in the house. Marco. Hello. Thanks. This is Comedy Concept with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Thank you for tuning in. Bye.